We continue on with our KNZA locker room chats as we're coming up on the final week and change of the regular season in high school basketball. We're joined now by Hiawatha girls coach. That is Brady Jasper. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, and a nice win for the Red Hawks earlier this week on Tuesday on the road at Jeff West. Always difficult to win a Big 7 road game, and coach, you're able to do so at Jeff West, 43-41. What'd you like? What'd you see? And just kind of take us through that one earlier this week.
Yeah, it's been, back through history, that's been a hard place for us to win at Jeff West. We haven't been able to do that very many times over the years, so excellent win for us last night. A really close game, came down to the last possession, and we were able to get just one stop there at the end to preserve that. So, good game.
You get a makeup game with Perry LeCompton at home on Thursday night. Friday, you get another home tilt against Royal Valley before wrapping up the regular season next week. You know, January was tough. You know, midseason tournament time, even the week before that, we had the very cold weather, a lot of games being moved, you know, things just really kind of changing and altering the schedules, you know, for everyone in the area. You know, what would you say was kind of the biggest challenge, you know, been kind of navigating through that here and just kind of dealing with that for the most part?
Well, it's been a crazy season for everyone, that's for sure. There's been a lot to go through. We battled a slow start, you know, right away. We didn't play real well in our first few games of the season and kind of fell behind on the record. We weren't feeling real confident about ourselves at Christmas. And then the midseason tournament was kind of a unique thing for us. We lost all three games in that week, but actually felt like it was kind of a positive for our team moving forward. We'd gotten better during that time and kind of was waiting for that to show up. I think we're kind of going through that. It's getting late in the year, but we are playing as good as we've played all year, so it's a good time for it.
What's maybe the biggest difference with your team now compared to the start of the year? You know, we're mid-February. This is kind of that late push, you know, with the final few games before sub-states, and, you know, December 1st and late November seems like a long time ago. What kind of strides and what's kind of a big difference maybe that you see with your team now?
Well, it was kind of a new team and new responsibilities and roles for some of the girls that returned, and with young ball handlers and a lot of things going on early in the year. It's probably what a lot of coaches would tell you as the year goes on, especially for sophomores or players that are moving from JV to varsity. The game can slow down for them a little bit getting into February, and a team can reduce their turnovers or become a little more organized or comfortable with each other. And I think that's probably the major part of it for us. Taking better care of the basketball, being a little more familiar with each other and what we're kind of where we're moving or what we're expecting to do.
What's kind of the expectation for these next two? Again, a makeup game at home against Perry LeCompton Thursday. You turn around, another home tilt against Royal Valley on Friday before Sabetha next week to wrap up the regular season. So a pretty quick stretch, you know, three games here in less than about 5 or 6 days. But starting with Perry on Thursday, you saw him not too long ago, right at the beginning of the month. You guys won the first matchup 38-37. So, again, you see him again here about 2 weeks later. What's kind of the expectation for the second meeting here?
Oh, probably really close again. It was really close down there, one-point game, final possession there. I'm sure it'll be really close again. Our goals have been now for a couple weeks. We've been saying we want to finish the season really strong and have as much momentum as we can going into sub-state. And we're kind of tracking in that way. We ran into a pretty heated defensive Holton team the other night that pushed us away from the basket and caused us some problems. And so they got us. Other than that, we've been playing good. We won again, and we have a chance to win moving forward. And so we could do that. We could be on the upswing heading into sub-state, and that's what we're gunning for.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper, joining us once again. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Again, a pretty quick turnaround here. A few games to wrap up the regular season. Perry LeCompton at home Thursday. Friday, they'll be at home as well against Royal Valley. And then Sabetha, the final game of the regular season early next week. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.